Okay, we left off. We left off. We took a look at the whole thing is in Arun that is on days a victory is to here. We saw a word in the past and figure of Eid Echadem victory. We saw Machlokas Rashi in Tosus. We won't review yet again. We saw Machlokas Rashi in Tosus. I understand the Yadel. We saw the way Tosus, last time we saw the way Tosus at the end has to deal with, well, if Yadel and non-Yadel are two separate things, then I need a Makar, the Chumash for standard Eid Echad, because the Shrita and Temel, those are Tosus for the super Eid Echad with Yadel. What the source of saying, yeah, that doesn't need them. That presents a little bit of a problem, because need also, with Ora, presents itself with a chazaka. As a matter of fact, two chazakas. Because you have the chazaka that she was bleeding, and the chazaka that she was. Her status was Timea, Tabo chazaka. And the source said, well, not a problem. Chazaka of bleeding is not really chazaka, because? Because Chazaka says it's going to change. Yeah. Because you know, it's built in, like the parking meter. It's a process that's not that has a time limit. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to end, but I know it's going to end sooner or later. It's not an ongoing thing. And then
what?
And then, Al Cheska Tameya, the Tosfos answers to that, you're right. When she says, I went to Mikvah, she's saying, I changed my Chazaka, but she believes on that because. Because the other. The Tosfos wants to show a non the other case, yes. But if the fact that you stop bleeding, she's saying two separate things. If that's the fact she stopped bleeding, it's not the other. It happens when it happens. Nothing to do with her. But that's Eidacha without the other, not against the Chazaka. Because Cheska's Roa, Chazaka bleeding is not real Chazaka, Tatsuya, Lishtanos. And the Chazaka of Temeah, which is indefinite, no built in time limit, but that's the other. Both regular Eid Echad without the other or Eschazik, and Eid Echad the other against Eschazik, both of them are manifest in the case of Nidus. That's what it says. This is such a handy dandy makam. There's such a handy dandy source for the din or the dinim of Eid Echad, the Ambisurin, we have both. The stuff below the Achmer, that's what the Torah implies, that she's doing this count privately, she's keeping track of when she's bleeding, she's not bleeding privately, no one else is watching, makes sense. The Chumash implies. We understand that no one else is private, she's doing her own. It's obviously the husband, but everyone else is believing her. That indicates Eid Echad, Nem Yisurin, and Super Eid Echad, Nem and even against Cheska. Okay. Let's put that aside. That was a little bit problematic because now Tosfos is bringing up the Chazaka Tzil Hashtanos, which was Rashi's problems before. Mm-hmm. Rashi said, oh, Biyad is the same thing. Biyad gives to the Chazaka because makes the Chazaka Tzil Hashtanos. Now Tosfos is raising that. That was a little funny. We put that aside, we'll take a look at something fascinating. Take a look at the Gemara of Samach Dalet, which we've all been taking a look at. Someone want to tell me, maybe. Well, let's take a look here. Tamar Yitzchak. The Gemara is in the middle of the large discussion which we're not involved in now. About Zazachadon, do we assume that Shliach did? If I ask you, I tell us to do something, do I assume that he did it? It's a common problem, right? Should I assume that people are responsible if they were supposed to do something? So the Gemara raises that, do I assume? So here's this, in the course of that large discussion, which is not our issue, here we have a sub sugi right here. Of Rabbi Yitzchak, a member of Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer l'shluchon, say the Kadesh l'ish l'stam, who made shluchon. So asks his friend, are you going to Bangkok? Are you going to Beijing? I would like to Chinese wife. There's a Jewish community in China, in Beijing. So let me find me a Chinese wife. Like, whoever it is, I don't know the girls in China. Find me a Chinese wife. The guy goes to Beijing, he never comes back. Disappears, died. He was there for 2 years. He's supposed to be a 3-year trip. So after 2 years, he was headed back. He got shipwrecked on the way back. Whatever. So he was there. So right now, what's the deal? We assume if we're not going to assume that he did what he was asked to do, then nothing changed. But since we assume that Yitzchak did what he was asked to do, he must have been mekash for you a girl in Beijing, or even more generally, he must have been mekash for a girl somewhere. I said, find me a wife. Any wife. tall, short, old, young. It doesn't matter. She could live in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlars. It's fine either way. And this guy's very low maintenance. Fine either way. That's a little too low maintenance. So now the shliach dies, the shliach disappears, and now we have no idea to whom he is married. We assume he is married to someone. Chazak HaShliach on the Shlichus. So we assume that the shliach did do what he was supposed to do. He was in the car, some girl for this. How did it sell? And therefore, us to B'chol HaNashim. It says Rashi. Shem HaZal, Kerobat Alu Tafo. Lekidosh Lo Shlucho. Maybe this woman is really related. Maybe the shliach must have married to someone. So maybe this girl that you want to marry now, you fought all of the girl you want to get married to her. Ah, but maybe you're already married to her sister. Maybe you're already married to her mother. Maybe you're already married to her daughter. Because you don't know who you're married to someone. You don't know who. So any girl you can fall in love with, then maybe she's your relative. She's your sister-in-law. She's your mother-in-law. She's your daughter-in-law. Tell you this. She can't be daughter-in-law. And maybe she's your stepdaughter. Maybe she's your mother-in-law. This one is related to the girl to whom you're already married, you know about it. And the only solution would be either the shliach comes back and tells you, okay, I took care of it, you're married to so-and-so, then you know. Or he comes back, Loki Dashluch Shemisha. The guy comes back and says, look, I couldn't find anyone. The guy touched low standards, still can't find anyone. I'm not sure what's going on. I understand, you couldn't find anyone. That's right. He said he didn't do it. But if he didn't tell you, I didn't do it, you assume that he did it, and you don't know to whom, and therefore you can never marry anybody because we'll assume that you must be married. You could be, you're married to this, whatever you want to marry, maybe she's already your elder. She's one of your in-laws. The guy is, I think, pointed out last week during Seder, there could be some solutions to this. You could marry Gilbert. If you have a Gilbert, so a Gilbert hasn't been married yet, but she has no children since she converted. So what could be wrong? Either you're already married to her, maybe she is lucky with her, or if not, obviously she's not related to anyone else. There could be a situation where a girl has no single relative. The youngest girl in the family, all of her sisters are already married, her mother is married, and anyone who could possibly make her an erva was already married for the last 10 years. So it can't be that the shliach was mekadesh any of her relatives, because if I go to a married woman and want to again give her ketzav kedusha, doesn't work. So there could be situations where I could find some woman who's so isolated that way that she can't be your relative. But in general, you're going to be concerned. Any woman who has a single sister, or had a single sister, or had a single mother, or a single daughter, or some such situation, so you can never marry. Maybe she's your mother-in-law, stepmother, or whatever the case may be. Yeah.
Even in that case where you have the youngest sister and everyone else around her is married, you still might have to be choshesh that maybe one of them was mekadeshes to him, and then she got married to someone else anyway.
What I'm saying, they've all been married for a while. In other words, you send the shliach out 3 years ago. If you find a girl whose sisters and mother and everyone else have all been married for the last 5 years, right, you need to have all everyone already married from before. Okay, whatever it is, just to get the customer.
That would be the case with Tosis then.
Oh, okay, good. So let's take a look. Well, maybe. Well, let's take a look at Tosis. Well, what Tosis was? Let's say it was Tosis Kasha and the Terrorist.
Why not? He's about to do something else, sir.
No, he doesn't know.
She didn't know if it was us either.
Oscar, here, take a look. Oscar, Mahalas, and say the beginning of Tosis. Abu Lachol Adab, that Tosis raises the problem. What Tosis Sam? Who can tell me outside? What Tosis Kasha? What Tosis Kasha?
First question.
Why is this guy the only guy who can't get married? He can't get married because maybe he's already married to the girl's sister. He's already married to the girl's mother. So how about anybody? I can't get married either. No one can get married anymore. Because any woman you want to marry, maybe she is the one who was already married to him. So the Tosa says you're being inconsistent. If your Yitzhak is really going to be concerned, I mean, I told you Abana, he's concerned with the possibility that maybe you got, maybe she's the one, maybe she's the one, maybe she's the one. This shouldn't just impact this one man, it should impact every man. I will call Adam, ain't less of a Kaddish. The Lach Hashem is don't see Shakish Hashem. So we don't say that, right. We don't say, Tosis is obliquely asking the question. They just say, well, don't ask. I mean, You could have asked and here's the answer. Don't answer, this is why. You don't have to be concerned. Don't say that the no man can marry anyone. And that would be a problem if you would say that, because the girl shouldn't just say he can't marry anybody, she'd say no one can marry anybody. Now, we didn't say that. Obviously, Rebitzvah believes in marriage. And it's clear from his presentation, other men are allowed to get married. But why? If you're concerned, be consistent. So the answer is, the in, he said, in his gotcha. Because let's say, I'm not the irresponsible fruitcake who sends the shliach out to the kash me any girl, I don't care who. I'm just the regular guy, right? So, no, that's important for the way of our Tosus. Tosus points out, this is not our part of our Tosus. So, the Sukhya, Tosus points out, there's a guy, it could be that we noticed that the fellow who did this is obviously not working with normal standards of how one gets married. It's not the most responsible thing in the world. Just send the shliach out to just find me a wife and marry her for me. Not bring her back. Just be a kind of some girl for me and whatever. That's not the most responsible thing to do. So, Tosus says, why do I only impose me on this one guy? Why not impose on everybody? No! Because I'm not the responsible for king. I'm just a rebel guy who's never married before, but I want to marry you, and this girl tells me, so then what? Maybe she's the one who got married to Baruch Shaliach. No. It means that in this gadget, if she would have already been married to Baruch Shaliach, to the first fellow, well, why is it Bozer to this gadget? She would not be willing to get married again to me. The fact that she's open to, I propose, she says yes, but I'll take her on a date, she says okay. When I propose, she says okay, and then under the chuppah, she accepts my ring, and at no point did she say, well, I accept the ring, there's a little bit of information that I'm already married and never divorced. It actually didn't say that, indicate that in fact she is single and eligible. Avo! So, okay, so that's an interesting idea. That was, that you know what, I'm allowed to get married to anyone. Now, I gotta marry my wife, maybe she's really married to that guy. No, because she would have said something. So that raises, right away, did you stop at this, you break at this point, that raises two problems. Just give me one. Give me one. Fresh one? Okay, good, and therefore.
How long is going 1A?
Ah! How do I know that just because she didn't say anything, how do I trust her? Good. That's question number one. Oh, okay, good. Question number two, the closest out to answer that is, if this is true, is the fact that her silence, her willingness to get married, she's not protesting, tells me that she was never married to someone else.
Why
doesn't it work? Well, so, the work here, the work for the right. So, Bar Yitzchak go so well, no one protested. I met the whole family at the bar, and no one said, oh, you're my husband. Well, why not go with that? That would be a kind of a surprise at the bar when you find that the girl's sister is in fact your wife. So, no, I will hide. The end of the second line. I will hide with this fellow, the taka, the irresponsible fruitcake, who sent out the shliach to find me a wife and a new wife. Hi, also the Kaja. She talked to Allah get married. Shema Shlucho Kirsh Lalach as Mikrol Zeh. Maybe the girl he wants to marry. So he's already married by Shalia. So one of her relatives go to Ima Ve'Ima. Maybe you're married to her grandmother. Never know. She said to Ashley, I said, I'm not finding you anyone. She found you a fine older woman in a retirement home in Florida. And you're married. This girl happens to be her granddaughter. So you're going to marry your wife's granddaughter, that's the problem. A few both call Krovos Ba'amru, Shalom Iskatshu, Lo Samchina Dibur Di'ama. And even if they'll come and say, you'll meet the whole family at the bar. And you'll say, did you make a condition from this guy? Were you make a condition? They'll say no, we don't care what they say. Okay, so right away, that's enough for us in the Tosafot for now. Because this is the part that Rabban will take issue with, and the Rabban is going to reply to. So let's just try to think about this right now. So what Tosafot just said? Tosafot gave us kind of half a picture. We'll see the Rabban in a moment, just to appreciate the Tosafot. Tosafot gave us half a picture. Because what Tosafot did is Tosafot said, well, here it's different. So why is it different here? We only listen to them. Even if I'll ask all the sisters, we don't believe them. So why is it that when the girl doesn't say anything, I can assume that she's not married to someone else?
First in Habakkuk, but he said that she's not getting married twice, she's not meant to do it.
The first case, and this is what the Ron talks about, the first case, it's not that the fact that she's telling me I didn't get married. The fact that when I married her, she didn't say boo, it's not that we believe her. Most of them are going to we wouldn't trust what the women say. After all, you need, presumably, the way the Ron explained to us, it's double shabarba. I need to have two agents. I two agents means two male agents. Here I only have one agent, so I have two agents. So why is it that when I go to the girl I want to marry her, she doesn't say boo, I can assume that she's not going to marry someone else by she'll be up? We read in the papers and the radio a year ago, there wasn't going to pull the stunt. So for the next 50 years, don't get married. No. Why? Because Ms. Tama, she didn't say anything, must be she's not married. Well, I love some candy board he does, the answer is what you're saying. It's not just because she said. It's an overwhelming role. Chazak in the sense of an overwhelming role. What are the chances that a woman who was already married would be willing to get married again? Rather, foot. So that role back in Reloya, just like our Tosfos and the Beis and Beis, Stam Safi Migvor Gemiri, right? A super strong role. The almost, you have a get that came out of a Beis and almost certainly done Lashma. So that's even better. It's much better than Eid Echad. As good as two Eidim. That was like that was Shef Arava. A very strong presumption, a very strong likelihood. That's great. So that's the other thing. I go over to a girl and I say, I want to marry you, and she doesn't say, well, I'm already married. So the chance is 99 to 1 that she's single. But when I go over to a girl, I want to marry her, the fact that her sister didn't say boo, but not a strong role. The girl herself, she's going to say something. The sister? No. And she might not even know that I'm the one she's married to. Just Shlia came over to her. There's some guy married to her. Okay. So it's totally anonymous. It's like a high level of stuff. The notes didn't even help the notes. Right? The girl doesn't know the boy, the boy didn't know the girl. So the fact that the girl did that, her sister didn't say boo, that's not a strong role. But then told them, okay, forget our role. We'll ask them. I'll go over to all the rest of the relatives. I'll say we have some common conditions. They'll say no. So then they are making a statement, but their statement doesn't help. Lowest of the boys, we don't care what they say. Let's take a look in the graph. Who asked the Benashim Sheishlan Kromo? He is forbidden to all who have relatives. This is what we pointed out. That if she's not, he doesn't have any relatives. She's the only survivor of her own family that came through the war. Okay, she has no relatives. But if she has relatives, this guy can't marry, the fruit cake can't marry her. V'she'ein chazakos shal krovos, she'ein boz lozim b'foreinu, mo elos lo. The fact is, that the relatives didn't, her sister didn't say anything, it doesn't help. Ha'inu boz krovos, if they would come, and here's Rabban speaking, be quoted by Rabban. V'amru lo kibishanu sholiya. If I would have interviewed all of the fiancés, sisters and her mother and her grandmothers and so on and so forth. And they'll all say, yeah, no shliach ever came up to us in the country. Vada mutaben, you definitely have permitted to them. The Eilech Hanem and the Isurim, the Kosh Kenacha, the lowest power of Isurim. Oh, here, there isn't even a Cheska sister. So why shouldn't I believe in Eilech? It's gorgeous, it's fabulous, it's great. It's great! This is a possibility. I don't know for sure. Oh, this definitely wasn't an instant, maybe it changed. It's a possibility. Maybe this girl got married to, maybe her sister got married to. Maybe not. No contact at all. Why not believe this woman? The culture, she becomes a mother of Asma, then this was okay, they must be able to say. Even more so. Let's your older sister go ahead and get married. They obviously would ever marry to me. And then if he doesn't marry the sister. And Ramban says, you could believe the sister. And again, so what's going on here? My hope is that Ramban really high understand Sha'at in the Gemara. The Gemara is not about the Gemara. Says, you can't get married to anybody. Anyone with relatives, the culture says, it means absolutely you can't get married. Even if the relatives all come and say, no, it wasn't us. But the Ramban says, no, not true. The Rebbe only means you can't get married to a girl unless you ask all the relatives. The Ramban says, but if you were to ask all the relatives, then of course you believe us. The culture says, no, Tosfos assumes Pasha Chavez Gemara, you can't get married, you can't get married. I want you to believe them. Tosfos says, we don't trust them. Rosh Hashanah people do that. You can't rely on their word. Rabban says, you can. The base of my focus on how to understand Pasha Chavez Gemara's case is the only case, only author in case where you have not yet interviewed all about this. That's what the Rabban says. Or no, even in case you did. Because again, Tosfos says we don't care what the Rabban says. If you have a strong role in the situation that indicates there is not marriage, fine. But just because they say, I don't know, I couldn't tell on my own, but they told me I didn't get married, that's the least one, according to those. And most of the people who are Rabban says, no, A doesn't have to be true. And the Rabban is supposed to take the Rabban's test. A was born, that was the way he said. Well, it's power actually. I don't understand what he's talking about. Midarim Sama, Asa Bechal Adashim Sheba Olam. Question number one. The Gemara just said, you can't get married to anybody. So it doesn't sound like, but if you interview them, it's okay. Then that you can't get married to anyone unless you talk to them about this. So you can't get married to anybody. Pasha Chayim the Gemara, like this. Lo Masha is the Aedis Kerlis Bo Chutzai. It doesn't sound like if you talk to them about the Zubina. And also, Imi Dina, Asa B'Halash Hashem Ha'olam. It was really Mikra, I think you're Asa to all the women. Because you really if you're really concerned with the possibility that the sister is your wife, it's not just a knot. Then here who must have eaten it? Abba Davish Merigo, they don't pump it in Shnayim. Abba Davish Merigo, it's hard to get through now. Then I don't understand. And how do you... What type of Eidecha man are you doing? It's just how some type of Zerid Zabad on here, I understand. We're just even a knot, this irresponsible first cake, so fine. But you're talking about the real din, that we make it, I think, that we're kosher, maybe this, that girl's sister is your wife, so then how do you rely on her or that she's not your wife? A, F, and M, and B, does not work. That's not a shrek. Not a story. That's not a shrek. The basic kosher against Rabban. Again, once again, the whole toast on Bond is do we believe the Krovos or not? The Rabban says, I believe the Krovos. What happens to the principle? The Rabban says, it's bearish. I believe the Krovos, A, F, and M, B, so it's so strange. It isn't double shrek, I don't know. Isn't it a Darish of Erev? Isn't it a Darish of Erev? That's a big problem. That's what I mentioned a couple of guys during Seder. When you're coming, now you should be walking around that major kasha. That's a kasha that you're walking around with. Is this Ramban is wild. Wild! The Ramban's not really talking about. This is what I'm not talking about. Eid Echad and Bi Surin. How can you disagree with Tosfos on Tosfos? Tosfos on Tosfos, I don't believe the girl's sister. Say I was never married. It makes perfect sense. How could you? A davar shem erev requires shnei. Isn't this a davar shem erev? Ein lecha davar shem erev gadol mizu, gadol mizu. For the grammatically inclined. Ein lecha davar shem erev gadol mizu. What do you mean? I want to know. Is this going to my sister-in-law? Am I married to you? How could you not have? How could it not be a davar shem erev? That's the major problem. So what's the solution? And how many guys saw Ramban in Chidushim on the Tafei Zabim?
Oh.
Let's start. You should be ashamed of yourself. I appreciate your honesty. You should be ashamed of yourself. Then let's try it again. I'm trying not to be lazy. How many guys have talked? How many guys have stands and talked about the Ramban thus far? Okay, what problems do you have with it? For those do not raise your hand. So presumably you have a problem with them talking about the Ramban. What's the problem? What kind of, something not clear? See what inside. No, that was swift. Again, the point that emerges from the little part, the one could be most for our purposes, the most critical point that emerges here. You have Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban, how to read the Gemara with the Ritzot and Tavos Dalet, which leads to a Machlokes, which is rooted in, leads to a Machlokes. Do I believe the girl's sister tells me I was never Makabal Kiddushin? Rabban says, believe her, now you can marry the girl. And Tosfos says, don't believe her. And then Rabban says, I don't know what the Rabban is talking about. How do you believe her? Double Shabbat Erva. Eid Echad? A girl? Eid Echad. Double Shabbat Erva. Double Shabbat Erva. The Ron said, but the Ramban said again, Ramban said he believes the girl. The girl's sister, that girl, say, I'm not married to her, they're fucking married sister. Says the Ron, what you talking about, what happens to Dover Shavar? How did you rely on Adam? So, the solution to that might lie in our Gemara. We're going to begin to talk about it now, and then we'll complete this Mirtashem tomorrow. We have another 10 minutes or so. Is that my fault? Mm-hmm. Okay, then we'll complete this tomorrow. So we have a problem. Again, the Ramban said, I have this case, it seems to be Dabar Shavarva, and yes, I am believing one individual. Now he's not, he's female, but even she's male. One individual is not enough for Dabar Shavarva. So what's going on? So right away, your mind might start clicking. Ramban is saying that not all, what's he saying? Let's try to translate. Not all Dabar Shavarva is required to wait. So that might, if you look at the big picture, you might say, hey, didn't we learn a Gemara once before? That Bez and Bez, didn't we? One time we learned Bez and Bez. And the Gemara talked about this whole business of Eid Asher. And the Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, let's believe the Shliach because he's Eid Asher and then Bisurin. So the Gemara said, well, no. No, I said, Eid Asher and Bisurin, that's only if love is Chazik Yisura. But here, it's just Chazik Yisura.
And
you need two over here, because it's Chazik Yisura. So we, our Girsa, which was the Ron, notice, the Ron's Girsa, was there, Chazik Yisura. So there are two reasons why we need two eggs in here. Number one is Chazik Yisura. The end is Dabar Shavarva. So that's what we've been working up until now. That there are two rules. One rule is Dabar Shavarva always requires two. Okay. And another rule is even Eid Afa, even by Yisurim, if it's a Chazik, you need two Eid. That's with the Vav. If it's without the Vav, let's read our Gemara without the Vav. It's Chazik Yisura, on Beis Medrash. Ha-ha, 5 months from about days and days. The Gemara says, Eid Asher and Bisurin is very nice if it's without a Chazaka. But Ha-ha is Chazik Yisura. There is a Chazik Yisura. It's Chazik Yisura to Eish HaZish. There's a Chazik Yisura to Eish HaZish. She was married yesterday. I don't know what this gets about, but she was married yesterday. Ha-ha is Dabar Shavarva. It is. Ha-ha is Chazik Yisura to Eish HaZish. Here that it's Chazik Yisura. Okay, there's a Chazik Yisura to Eish HaZish. Havi Dabar Shavarva, it is therefore a Dabar Shavarva. Ain't Dabar Shavarva, Pach is Mishnah. You don't have the Vav, it means like this. Since it's a Chazik Eish HaZish, since she used to be an Eish HaZish, and you're trying to tell me she's no longer an Eish HaZish, that makes it a Dabar Shavarva. So it sounds as though, if you just read our Gemara simply, it would sound as though, What? When do you require two eidim? Only if you have chazik. That now we have still more work to do. We're going to lay out where we're headed. So it sounds like one thing that's impressive about if you read the Gemara above is the only time that you need two eidim is a combination of two things. Not only the Dabar Shavarva, Dabar Shavarva with the chazik system. So I want to know whether the girl is divorced or not. She used to be married. She has a chesed to be married. I want to know if she's divorced or not. That's connected. Dabar Shavarva topic. That's connected chazaka. I want to know whether the girl was married or not. Was there ever a kiddushin? Was it against the chazaka that she was single? Again, Dabar Shavarva plus chazaka. Not either one is necessary for two eidim. Both together are required two eidim. But then Ramban might be working with that type of thinking. That, well, over here maybe there's no, you're right, Dabar Shavarva knows this, but there's no sort of, there's no chazaka.
So there's not enough to require two eights. And the Ran is the one, if you look on the side of the Gemara, and then Sosa Shach, and that day, who is the one who gave us the Vav? The Ran. The Ran, I don't know what the Ran is talking about. I don't say it, bro. I don't say it on. But Rabbanan is very good. Now, we're not done yet, in part because to be responsible, we ought to take a look at what the Ramban himself writes on the Beis Hadash. And we will see those who did. Does he agree with it?
No.
Absolutely not! He, as a matter of fact, is a strong proponent, very clearly, well, not 100% clear, but Ramban is clearly whatever 100% clear. It's a hard, always a hard read, because then he has a different file. But he's pretty, very clear, it's very evident that he thinks there are two separate things. That he be high, two eight in the cause, he's never sure ever alone, or to aid in the cause, it's not to share with Baisa Tzad. So there's very nice thing to Tzad Rabban, and Tzad Rabban himself does nothing in Tzad Rabban. So we have to, yeah?
You don't have to try to send him for Tzamach Dalet?
Sorry?
Tzamach Dalet.
If you would like to defend him on Tzamach Dalet, the problem is that he holds of this, but by saying he has a certain Tzad Rabban of days. We have to see whether or not he in fact has that Tzad Rabban of days, and we'll make sure that can look at the last two words in the Rabban of days, and that will hopefully hold the key. So we'll pick up tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow what we'll do is we'll have a shorter, because we're basically done. We just need some more shear time. But how many guys know the Ramban?
Five.
Maybe we'll just have a drop of fader or no fader. We'll take this out of shear, and you're going to have a chance to start the next video.
I don't know.